Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Look, I'm going to have to do a massive shout out to all the callers on this morning's show.
Oh,
they
great
were
callers.
Excellent. Absolutely great fantastic. Callers. Now, I'm saying most callers are great. You know, you don't really get bad callers, but I'm just saying a special shout out to the callers this morning. What are you doing there, Graham? You purring for a cat? Come on.
I can't say this on the podcast.
Can you give a clue?
It's an email about the show.
Oh.
It's a nice email.
Okay.
But if I say what this person is saying, then it opens up a whole different ball game.
Oh.
So I can't say.
Did we all get this email?
Yeah, it should be there. Yeah, Nathan.
Yeah.
Read it there, and you realize why I can't read that on the podcast. Especially knowing the type of listener that listens to this podcast.
Yeah, you
see where that's going. Yeah.
It's a long email as well.
Yeah, you see where that's going. Let's put that one on the back burner. While you're here, because I'm going to run off to the shop, might as well get the old bits and bobs done here.
Absolutely.
So I've emailed you a link.
Okay.
Now I've emailed you two links.
Is this for the prize winners?
Yes.
Yes.
So Callum's off today, so we have to look after the prize winners. But I don't know why I didn't come with this first.
Go on.
You usually type out the prize winners, email them to me, and then I type them into the thing. Cut out the middleman. Let's just you go straight to the prize winners.
I'm scared.
So I've emailed you two links. The first one was the wrong link.
Okay.
That's the booking sheet for the bin bag studio.
I'll book something.
Got that wrong.
Yeah.
The second one I said, it says prize winners link real.
Real?
So every time you can look for that, you just type that into your email. Click that, it'll bring you straight into prize winners.
Okay.
On your laptop and on your computer out there.
Need your help,
so. Nope. Because all you gotta do is then you put in the show.
Yep.
Let's say Fully Charged. You put in the time that we did it. So if it's got to get wrong, 7:45. If it's Romeo's, 9:35. And you just type it in. I'll come out to you.
I hope
for the first
right.
one.
Appreciate
you will
it.
Do it right.
Yeah, no, I will.
But like, I can't go back and check because I don't have access to it. So you got to put it in right the first time.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's good. All you got to do is put in the email address, the time.
It's about evolving and progressing.
Because I'm like, it's no point in you typing it out and then me typing it out.
Yeah, it's a waste of everyone's.
Well, actually, it probably adds more time to you. But I'm okay with that.
Waste of
it's a waste of my time. And I'm all about cutting time. Right, on the show this morning,
most
we talk about.
Thing you have.
What?
The most important thing.
What are you talking about? Most important thing I have is my time.
Don't waste it.
Don't waste my time. We talk about accents. We talk about predictions of 2021 and FIFA. Here we go.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Listen to this. The psychic who claimed to have predicted COVID-19 is back with his predictions of 2021.
Is the psychic a human or is it the octopus in the fish tank that starts going around choosing football results?
Oh, it's a guy called Nicholas Aujula from London.
Oh.
Okay, so who controversially claimed 2 years ago, he said he predicted COVID-19. So he said back in 2018, the word influenza kept coming to me, stuck in my mind. And it's not a word I'd use. If I was talking in everyday life, I would use flu. I saw it as a global disaster linked to meat or livestock.
I really wish he told people very loudly in 2018 this was going to happen.
Yeah, it's very easy to say all this now. Even though he says that last year he predicted that Donald Trump wouldn't get re-elected.
Oh, very good.
Now, would you like to know his prediction for next year?
Yeah.
Because you know, everyone's like, oh, 2020, can't wait to see the back of it. 2021, new horizons.
Yeah, big
Evans
year,
will be fine.
New year. 2021.
He says protests will continue to rage around the world for years to come, following apparent visions of civil unrest. I could have told you that. But here, getting some juice.
I want some good news.
He said, I'm keep getting the words Tom Cruise and heart coming to me. Now he says, maybe that's literal and he'll be poorly with a heart problem, or maybe it's metaphorical and he'll go through a breakup or something.
Oh, or he could be starring in Braveheart 2, the film.
Yes.
Where he wears a kilt and goes on horses.
Yeah, where Ireland fights for their independence. This is sad now. I'm also seeing romantic heartache for Natalie Portman and Kim Kardashian.
Are they going out?
No, I think separately.
Oh.
So he says maybe Kanye and Kim could be over in 2021.
Well, yeah, like I watched that Netflix interview, David Letterman and Kim Kardashian, and Kanye West was in the crowd with his sunglasses and hood up.
Yeah.
I didn't think they looked happy.
And I said a few minutes ago, a comeback of a fan favourite on this show, his musical career is going to be making a massive comeback in 2021.
Oh, I was thinking it was Peter Andre.
Nicholas has visions of Peter Andre relaunching his career, a new Harry Potter book, don't know if that's going to work, and a digestive biscuit going viral for reasons that as of yet are unknown.
Why would the biscuit be viral?
I don't know, maybe it's Harry Potter and the chocolate digestive biscuit.
Oh.
Featuring Peter Andre as the digestive biscuit.
And Hagrid's there.
Maybe.
Eating all the biscuits.
So there we go. We got that to look forward to in 2021. A digestive biscuit going viral and more Peter Andre.
Yes, please.
Yes.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Nathan, and I tell you, it's Christmassy now.
Oh, look.
That's it.
You have to get into the Christmas mood. I did last Wednesday by putting up the Christmas tree. It's a fake tree. It's fine. It doesn't give off any smell. But it's a lovely experience doing it, and now the lights create a very sexy mood in the living room when they're dim.
Mine went up on Saturday.
Oh.
I didn't put it up, though.
Oh, no. What happened?
Coxie decides to put it up. Oh. And I have to sit there and watch him put it up. Because, you know, I'm trying not to be controlling. You know, I'm not trying to micromanage the house. Yes, I've been there the longest out of everybody.
Of course.
Am I, by default, the landlord in the house?
I would say
yes,
so.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Am I the boss? Does everything have to go by me? Yes, of course. Do I look after all the bills? Yeah. Okay.
Well, and you clean. Your roommate, Coxie, never does anything like that.
So, when I saw Coxie say, I'm going to put up the tree, I said, oh, okay. He's making an effort.
Yeah.
I gotta allow him. Gotta spread his wings. I don't want to control him in the house. Like, you know, I gotta pretend that it's their house too, even though it's really mine.
Is this a fake tree now?
It's a fake tree, yep. And I was watching him put it up. I could see an easy mistake he was
making.
Oh,
what did he do?
He wasn't spreading out the lights enough.
What is he doing?
So half the tree, from the top to the midway, lights. From midway to bottom, no lights.
Oh.
And I didn't, and I could see it happening.
And I'm sure he was saying, oh, what do you think of the tree? Yeah. You have to lie to him.
And I'm watching the Man City Spurs game in the background.
I bet you he's in the way.
Pretending I'm watching it, but really I'm keeping an eye and I'm thinking, he's getting it. He's doing it all wrong.
Oh.
He's doing it all
Why
wrong.
Why didn't he ask you to help?
So he wanted to
just
do it. He was like, where is the tree? I said, it's out in the shed. I'll get it. I go, please don't. No, let's let you, I do it every year.
Could you put your cups and dishes and actually clean them? All right. As Santa and his elves prepare for the holidays this December, families and children across the world for the first time ever can now visit Santa from the comfort of their own homes by traveling to the North Pole with Santa. The experience. Sorry, you were groaning there. I thought, did you have a frog in your throat? Oh, in shock.
Yeah.
Each virtual experience will take place via Zoom and you'll explore Santa's mail room,
okay,
the famous and bustling toy factory, and you'll get to meet Santa himself.
This is good. Every day we got a VIP pass for the Santa experience to give away, and all you got to do is tell us what old toy our resident elf, Robin Snowbottles, is talking about. Let's welcome him to the show.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's only Robin Snowbottles here. Did you miss me?
You don't need to answer that.
Anyway, many years ago, I made a board game that consisted of buying streets and then buying hotels and putting the hotels on the street. And then if you landed on someone's street that had a hotel on it, you'd lose loads of money. And you'd start crying and you'd have an argument with your family saying, oh, you cheated, blah. Anywho, I've forgotten the name of that board game. Can you tell me what it is?
Oh, where is Robin?
Robin.
I thought Robin was from the North Pole, not from Austin, Texas.
Well, hello there, boys and girls.
This is a difficult one. Can you tell us the gift that Robin made so many years ago? Text your WhatsApp your answer right now to 087-711-1038.
Well, I look forward to hearing from Robin in just a few minutes' time. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hi, Robin.
All right, Glenn, you good man. Now, I can see your picture is of Bertie Ahern, our hero. What's going on there?
I'd just like the picture. I thought it was a good picture. What do you think of it?
Yeah, it's a nice picture.
Yeah.
We thought it was Bertie Ahern contacted us on WhatsApp looking for the Santa experience himself. Well,
we have a few of them printed out around the house and we'll send them to you.
Please do.
Oh, you'd love it.
Glenn, look, Robin Snowbobbles, he was talking about an old board game where he used to buy streets and all that. He used to make a few years ago. What was the board game?
Monopoly.
We're going to go back to Robin.
Well, put a mince pie in my mouth and cover me in Twister. Jack,
you're
Monopoly.
Glenn, how do you feel?
Delighted. Yeah, thrilled with it.
Nice one. Will you win that VIP Santa experience? Enjoy that, Glenn. We'll chat to you later on. Bye.
Thank you, man.
See you, Glenn.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Oh, there's a few rocks in my leather boots here. Ugh. Out here in the Nevada desert. I tell you, I'll take rocks. Yeah, just a few pebbles and stones.
Are we on the beach?
Just in the Nevada desert.
It was sand.
Very windy last night.
A sandstorm,
and
maybe.
And a lot of rocks went into my leather high heel boots.
Okay.
It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys, they walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big old sheriff decides which one is better. Howdy, Sheriff.
Sheriff isn't in today. We have to figure it out ourselves. Oh. Remember the time you bought boots online? And they had a big heel on them. And yes. I was like, yeah, they're cool. And you're like, I don't know if I like them. I know they're cool. And then you went out and some young lads are shouting at you saying, nice boots. And then you never wore them
again. Never wore them again. I couldn't take the abuse. Didn't have the confidence for them. Do you hear this? A newspaper again. Second morning in a row. This is incredible. Simon Boyle from Bazaar is giving me the articles that I want to hear.
And it's nice because you cursed his name last week.
Oh, I was swearing like a sailor.
He wasn't giving you enough. Because what we like to do is just open the paper and hopefully he's done all the work and just read his extract.
I'm scared that I'm speaking a lot about this man recently.
Don't worry, because I'm speaking a lot about the next person as well.
Okay, well, look, it's Liam Payne. Liam Payne is back in the news. Remind me, Graham, to never share a night with Liam Payne in his house. His house is haunted.
Is that you? That sounds like you.
Sounds like a whale. I just looked up ghost sound effect on YouTube. Liam Payne's brand new house is haunted. He said, I didn't sleep well last night. I've moved into an even more haunted house. He said his house before was haunted. It was built in the 1500s and it's old and scary. He said on Instagram, maybe we'll do some sort of haunted Big Brother style thing. That could be quite fun.
Haunted Big Brother style thing? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what he means by that.
Ghost hunters.
He also said, I was in bed and there was a bang. I'm sat in my room going, is anybody there? Did you just make that knock? Then the wardrobe light in my room came on and the door of the wardrobe was closed. So something had to move. It was a freaky moment.
Mm.
He also said the house that he shared with Cheryl in LA was haunted as well. Just so many ghosts.
The ghosts are following Liam Payne around.
Is it Naomi Campbell?
I don't know.
Wanting to get back into the relationship with Liam?
I doubt it. Remember last year when we were obsessed with Robbie Williams and Tyson Fury's Christmas song?
Grab that sheriff from the office. Nick the champagne. Let's get
such a good song.
We were obsessed with this song.
I think we were the only people obsessed with this song. I never heard it on the radio.
No, yeah. It really didn't make the charts at all. But Robbie Williams is back with another Christmas song this year, but it is kind of pandemic / 2020 inspired. Now, it sounds very similar to Bad Sharon.
Oh, brilliant.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, I suppose. But it's kind of like a song that we would write. It's like how we write our songs. Okay, let's write all the words we can think of with the pandemic in 2020 and let's somehow relate it to Christmas. I've got a good bit of it here. It's the pre-chorus, then into chorus. Here we go.
So what are we to do? About your FaceTimes and your Zooms. There's a room inside my mind, and it's always here for you. Nothing's gonna stop Christmas.
Yeah.
No,
here we go.
You can't take away our season, like you can't take away the wine till the sun is low.
That's a great song.
Santa's on his sleigh, but he's 2 meters away. That is Robbie Williams' Can't Stop Christmas. You won't stop Robbie's Christmas.
That has to be a Christmas number one. I really want to see it in the charts this year.
I am loving Lil Nas X's Christmas song, though.
Are you?
I love his Christmas song.
Hey, Panini.
It's not Panini.
Right, look,
we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Robbie song.
Will I get the win?
Yeah, I'll give you the win. I don't want it to be embarrassed. I don't want this to go on for too long.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
With Just Eat. Over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app. Available for delivery right to your door.
You got to get it wrong.
Graham, do you see what I'm doing? Describe what I'm...
You're pinching yourself.
I'm pinching myself because I believe this is a dream. This doesn't seem like reality to me.
Oh, yeah.
Just Eat. The guys from Just Eat, they've given us a €50 voucher to give away.
Yeah. On this game, gotta get it wrong. All you gotta do is get the questions wrong.
Am I dreaming?
And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win another €100.
I'm trying to wake up.
And a gotta get it wrong board game just in time for Christmas. Let's get to the game. James, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Ah, we're good. How are you, Graham?
I'm all right now.
Yeah, good win last night.
Not bad win now. I was a little bit nervous going into the Liverpool-Leicester game with all our injuries, but we're happy with the 3-0. What about yourself, Liverpool fan, I presume?
Not a chance. City fan.
Rough weekend for you, sir.
Absolutely, yeah. Just as well you weren't watching that and you were keeping an eye on Coxie, eh?
8 points behind the champions now, though. James, any chance of coming back?
Game over now.
You heard it here first.
Well, James, listen to this. You've just won a €50 Just Eat voucher.
In the bag, lads. In the bag.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all, James. You got to tell us what takeaway are we going to go for?
Well, I am a Manchester City supporter, so I'm hoping you can tell me what takeaway I get out of the chipper.
Okay. I would say...
This is like a riddle.
Is there a connection or is it just random? I'd say you'd go for the double cheeseburger. Double quarter pounder cheeseburger.
Yeah, and the dressing on the fries, you're 50% there.
Taco?
In the bag.
Thank you.
Do we win a prize?
Yeah, we win the voucher back.
Right, James, these are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move
let's
on to
it.
The next one. All right, let's get to it.
What noise does a kangaroo make? How do you spell squid?
P-A-T.
Hum the Casualty theme song.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
What nationality is Donald Trump?
Chinese.
Do your best impression of Michelle Obama.
How are you going?
What date is Christmas Day?
26th of December.
What's 77 minus 8?
Minus 1.
13 plus 13 is 26. True or false?
False.
What body part do you brush with a toothbrush?
Ear.
What month comes after February?
January.
What rhymes with fudge?
Matt.
What TV show did Cher Lloyd appear on?
Friend.
What do you put in a toaster?
Tea.
Name 2 singers who are in Boys Life.
Josh Keating and Ronan Mark.
What sport does Shane Lowry play?
Football.
Name a Miley Cyrus album.
Heartbreak.
What is the name of Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa's brand new song?
Kim Kardashian beats drums.
And name an actor who has played James Bond.
Ronan Collins.
Name an actor who has played...
Stop it. Stop that. That's too early in the week for one of those.
Naughty boy.
That's too early, James, for that.
Oh, James, it's a Monday. Goodness gracious.
What are you doing to us?
You leapt around the place like a salmon. How did you find it?
It was great, Grace. It was good, yeah. Yeah, pleasure.
Oh, I have to say, you came on this morning. You know, you're determined. You have beliefs. You actually reminded me of someone.
Interesting.
You reminded me of a very, very young Stephen Kenny.
Oh!
I actually had a sneaky feeling you were coming with John Delaney this morning.
It's on the tip of my tongue. James, you got 18.
Easy as you like.
Oh, wow.
And listen, somebody has to come on between now and Friday and get 19 or more. Unless you win that board game and £100. James, pleasure chatting to you this morning. Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you very much, guys.
See you, James.
Take care. Bye.
And remember, every single player this week wins a €50 Just Eat voucher, because with over 2,700 restaurants and 40 cuisines to choose from on your favourite takeaway app, it's available for delivery right to your door. So if you want to play, text or WhatsApp us the word wrong, plus your name and location to 087-711-1038.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Let's go! Woo!
Spin 1038. Fully Charged.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan is on.
Good morning. It is 8:03 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. Good morning. Hope you're well. So, Graham, you saw my performance on the television on Friday.
I had to tune in. You were on Virgin Media One on the Elaine Show at 3 p.m. and one of their guests was a lady called Anita Gilbert.
Yeah.
Who is a voice and accent coach. And I believe they got her on off the back of Old Mountain Time, or Time, I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, Time.
Where they did the horrible accents, the Irish accents.
With Jamie Dornan, Emily Blunt, Christopher Walken.
They couldn't redo an Irish accent.
So she was trying to teach you, Nathan, how to do a regal English accent. And this is how you got on.
So now we want to think about, we want the sound coming right to the front of the mouth. I want to hum a little bit and go,
Are you giving me a cup of tea?
Yeah, well, we want to shorten it a little bit now. We want to get to those consonants very quickly. So would you go and get me a cup of tea?
Would you go get my butler Chives? He's in the car outside. He should be driving me for a cup of tea.
Yes, you didn't say to say anything about your butler Chives.
Yeah, I was just ad-libbing. I was trying to enjoy myself. I'm a bit of a method actor. I have to say, you can probably hear it. Anita is blown away by how good I was.
No, we couldn't play the full clip because it went on a while. She wasn't really that impressed by you. She said you were a bit stiff, very wooden.
Well, look, I am a wooden broadcaster. Yeah. There's no surprise there. But I have to say, pleasantly surprised by the English accent I could do on the spot.
Are you giving me a cup of tea?
You sound like Mrs. Bouquet.
Are you giving me a cup of tea?
Honestly, I think I'm going to be in The Crown next season.
I was just going to say, The Crown is so popular right now. Every time I go online, people are talking about The Crown this, The Crown that. So can you do a better regal English accent than Nathan O'Reilly?
Absolutely not.
I want you to take out your phones on WhatsApp 087-711-1038 and give us, would you go get me a cup of tea, but in your best regal accent, and I'll put you against Nathan in this.
Would you get me a cup of tea?
I'll tell you, I'm going to be a tough man to beat.
I want to see your, well, I want to hear your goals this morning at your best regal English accent. Would you go get me a cup of tea? 087-711-1038. So this is Sinead's go.
Please go and get me a cup of tea.
Oh, look, that's an English accent, is it?
Sounds like Father Jack.
Please go and get me a cup of tea.
I'm so, so sorry.
Okay, so 1-0 to Nathan on that one.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to Myra.
Can you go and get me a cup of tea?
Oh,
sure, that sounds like
pretty good.
Hermione in Harry Potter.
Ah.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Can you go and get me a cup of tea?
Myra wins that one.
Ah, fair.
And let's go to Deb.
Terrible. I'm going to give you a lesson. Philip, would you tell somebody please to go and get me a cup of tea? That's how you do it. Philip. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Okay. Right.
Wow.
That's 1-0 to Deb.
She's a real attitude, that one.
That is good. Now, we were discussing, like, will we continue doing this or will we move on to your Italian lesson on Virgin Media?
Oh, did you see my Italian accent?
I have your Italian here as well, where Anita, the voice coach, didn't just get you to do English, Italian as well.
We were going to move down into a bit of a southern Italian accent to begin with.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, you see, you're working it already. You're using the mannerisms and the gesture, and that's what we're looking for.
Luigi, come into the kitchen right now. I've made us a carbonara.
We've got a bit vampire-ish there.
We're in Transylvania. Ease off the effort dial now. So turn it down and be a little bit more fluid and natural.
When is your Dom Mio day?
Oh, sounds good, doesn't it?
Of course, you went to the standard, when is your Dom Mio day?
My favourite slogan.
will we get people to do their best Italian accent?
I'd love to hear it. We do the when is your Dal Mio day?
I kind of like the Luigi Carbonara
okay,
as well.
Okay, let's do the Luigi.
Let's listen to both of them. Where is it here?
Luigi, come into the kitchen right now. I've made us a Carbonara.
Yeah, I like
think
that
that's
one.
More difficult. Okay, so you've got to send in a WhatsApp voice note of this.
Luigi, come into the kitchen right now. I've made us a carbonara.
I want to suck your blood.
Dracula.
087-711-1038. Send us a WhatsApp voice note this morning. Of this, we'll put you against Nathan again.
Luigi, come into the kitchen right now. I've made us a carbonara.
This is Ronnie's attempt at that line. Who did it better, Ronnie or Nathan?
Hey, Luigi. Come into the kitchen. I've made us a carbonara.
That's good.
Oh, that is pretty
I
solid.
I think Ronnie wins
Ronnie,
that one.
Fair play.
Mary?
Luigi, come into the kitchen right now. I've made us a carbonara.
I feel like I'm in Naples right now. That's insane. That's another one for the fully charged listener this morning. Kevin?
Bibbidi bobbidi boobidi. Che cosa? Luigi, come into the kitchen. Make me a carbonara.
I can't compete with these.
Kevin's got to be at least a quarter Italian.
Definitely.
With that. And here's Frank.
Oh, hang on. Luigi, come into the kitchen. I made us a carbonara.
That is class.
Oh, these are great.
Now, you did do a Yorkshire accent as well.
Get out me, pub.
Do we continue doing it? I don't know. We'll have to take a rain check. This is Lady Gaga and Stupid Love, 819 on Fully Charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. You love
lockdown.
Lock, download. Let's go.
This is hands down the easiest competition on the radio. You can win 500 euro this Friday. Just listen to this. Download the Spin 1038 app. Turn on your push notifications. This Thursday afternoon, you're going to be sent a notification. Take a screenshot of it. Send it into the show on 087-711-1038. And then on Friday morning, we could be calling out your name.
And if we do, you got the duration of the next song to contact us. You got to be listening on Friday morning at 8 a.m. We called out Lauren's name on Friday and this is what happened.
Tell us, Lauren, what did you do regarding the Spin 1038 app?
I downloaded it.
And what else did you do?
Waited for a push notification on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes, yesterday was Thursday. Did you receive anything?
I did.
And did you send it in?
I did.
Yes, he did. We've checked it. And listen, Lauren, you contacted us. You've just won 500
Come
euro!
On,
easy as that. So that was it. 500 euro went to Lauren. And that could be you. Download the app, turn on
Do
your push
it.
Notifications. And on Friday, you could be 500 euro richer.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We're really dissecting my performance on Friday when I was on the television. Virgin Media won the Elaine show. There was a acting and voice coach called Anita Gilbert and she was really testing my impressions and accents.
We did Regal English. We did the Italian. We only briefly mentioned your Yorkshire accent.
Oh, that was a difficult one.
And we were going to move on, but there was a little bit of interest in your Yorkshire accent coming through on WhatsApp. So before we get to Amanda, who claims she's a good teacher, this is Anita trying to teach you the Yorkshire accent and your attempt.
Okay, and it's quite a punchy accent. So you want to think about punching the accent out. And you want to say, get off me.
Would you get off me? Ashley.
Get off me.
Get off me. Ashley, I said grab a few sausages from the back and get off me.
It's not bad.
When I was watching it and I saw you first go for the Coronation Street of classic Ashley.
Fred Elliott.
I said Ashley. I was like, yes. I was like, don't cut him off.
Let him be free.
Right, Amanda joins us though. Amanda, you've got a talent for voices?
I'm known to do an odd accent or two, but then I do go into the whole Transylvania thing every now and again when I lose focus and stuff up.
Yeah, it's very easy to do. Amanda, what are your credentials? Have you acted in anything before?
No, I'm a primary school teacher, so I'm always acting in a magazine. I'm always like I'm often for taking off people's accents. Like we went on a trip to Liverpool and all of a sudden I'm telling everyone that the lucky man's after me because I didn't pay any bills. You know what I mean? I'm desperate. I get nudges off my husband when I'm talking to people. He's like, will you stop?
Okay, well, it seems like your expertise is in the Yorkshire accent. So let's see, can you do a good job at teaching Nathan how to speak Yorkshire?
Oh, God.
Come on, Amanda.
Here's one, Nathan. Okay. Mamma mia. Say mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
No, not in Italian accent, just mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
You've just told your mum you're home. Mamma mia, I'm home.
Oh, mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
I don't think Nathan gets it.
Mamma mia.
Oh, Jesus. Just mamma mia in your ordinary accent.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
Oh, mother, I'm here.
I think you've lost cause, lad.
We try our best every morning,
Amanda. Give me one more.
One more in Yorkshire?
Yeah.
Just say, ayo, lads.
Ayo, lads.
Ayo, lads.
Mamma mia.
All right. Amanda, we can't. Look, I try every morning. We just can't. Thanks for giving it a go, though.
They do say if you're a good singer, you're good at accents. Some taxi man told me that years ago, so...
Well, he's a liar.
You raise me up.
Bye, Amanda.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Ariana Grande and Positions. It is 9:08 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
I am so excited to play this jingle.
Oh, yeah. So we do. We have a €200 lifestyle sports voucher to give away.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you said, we played this jingle years ago.
How many years ago?
When we were on the Zoo Crew,
we've been doing this for 3.5 years, this breakfast show.
Seems like about 17 years. I'd say about 5 years ago.
5 years
ago. And that's what we make jingles nearly every week these days.
5 years ago,
but
Graham.
We didn't make jingles back then.
Did our voice even break back then?
Here we go.
We're going to sound different.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Is it a Reebok or a Nike? A Nike. Oh, yeah.
So well.
I like it.
I really like this.
Still sounds good to me.
Okay, let's tell you what's going on. We've teamed up with Lifestyle Sports to give away a €200 voucher to spend online at lifestylesports.com all week. And you can get free next day delivery on all orders placed before 10 p.m.
Simple as this. You're going to hear from an item of clothing or a shoe. You're going to hear a sound effect from it. And all you got to do is figure out, does it come from a Reebok or a Nike?
Genius. This jingle works so well. It actually describes what we're doing.
So 087-711-1038 is the number you need to contact us with. So
I've got an item of clothing.
Jumper here.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to the zip.
Oh.
And you got to figure out, is it from a Reebok jumper or a Nike jumper?
Okay, let's have a listen here. Here we go.
I'll cut that music now. All right. So here we go.
Okay.
So bring
this
the microphone
is
right.
A zipper off a jumper. Is it a Reebok jumper or a Nike jumper? Oh. It's a strong zip. Yeah. Okay, you're getting.
That's good.
Is it a Reebok or a Nike? Include your answer.
I use new fabric softener this weekend.
Tell us the fabric softener.
Very happy. No, I won't, because it's another brand.
Too many brands. Sorry about that. So 087-711-1038. Was that jumper a Reebok or a Nike?
That's all thanks to Lifestyle Sports, who have everything you need for your life, your style, and your sports.
Is it a Reebok or a Nike?
After this morning, we'll stop talking about it.
We are just so happy with this jingle. We actually performed this. We came up with this 5 years ago.
Yeah, but we'll love it this morning, and then we'll just ignore it for the rest of the week.
I might love it a bit tomorrow.
Okay. Is it a Reebok or a Nike? A Nike. Oh, yeah. A Reebok or a Nike.
You ready?
Go.
Oh, let's be having you. We have teamed up with Lifestyle Sports. We're giving away a €200 voucher to spend online at lifestylesports.com.
Just try and figure out, is the piece of clothing a Reebok or a Nike? Gav, good morning.
Good morning, lads, I think.
Top of the morning to you, Gavvy baby. Tell us, what are you doing right now?
I'm ready to go into the office, sit down and start today.
Oh, lovely. What office do we work in?
In the little man's bedroom.
A little man's bedroom. Big fan.
Is it the Leprechaun Museum?
Yeah.
Get on the big old chair.
Gavin, I don't want to keep going on about our jingle.
Oh, what
did you think of it?
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Can you think of the original song?
What?
What was the original song? It is the rhythm of the night.
Yeah.
Here, Gav, will you have a go singing the jingle with us? Come on.
Is it a Reebok or a Nike?
Can't hear you, Gav.
Nike.
Right, Gavin, I have my jumper here. It's got a zipper on it. Have a listen again. Is this a Reebok or a Nike?
Tough one. Oh, do you hear that, Gav?
Is that a Reebok or a Nike?
It's a Reebok.
Why do you think that?
Because there's a big hard zip on it.
What did you say?
Because there's a big hard zip on it.
A big hard zip?
And you know Nike are famous for their small little zips.
For the smooth zip.
Well, you know what? You're right. You've done it. There's a method to your madness, Gav. Unbelievable. You just won a €200 lifestyle sports vouchers. Incredible.
What are you going to spend it on? What are you going to buy?
A few Reebok tops, probably.
Yeah.
They've got other great brands there as well. You had Adidas, Puma, a lot in there. But look, thanks very much for coming on and go back to the little man's room.
I will.
See you, Gav. Bye.
Oh, what a great man,
this should
Gav.
Just feel good, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm loving it. Every morning after 9 o'clock this week, we'll be doing that. And remember, when you order on lifestylesports.com, you can get free next day delivery on all orders placed before 10 p.m. The winning doesn't stop. We got a €50 Romeo's voucher.
What is going on?
To give away.
Is this a Celtic Tiger?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
There we go. Nice singing voice.
Catchphrase on the radio.
Oh, it's an honour to be in your presence.
€50 Romeo's voucher to give away. Remember, you can order today. Romeo's are ready when you are. Check out their deal on romeos.ie. That's up for grabs. Sarah, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Sarah, my darling, finish the line. There ain't no thing like a...
Romeo's chicken wing.
Romeo's chicken wing.
You better believe it.
That's what we're playing for. That's what we're playing for. If you can beat Nathan, you win the €50 Romeo's voucher.
Deadly.
All right. Well, how are you feeling? Have you played Catchphrase on the radio before?
No, I've listened. So I've high hopes.
Okay.
Well, Sarah, I want to say we appreciate your ears. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
That's how it's going to work. Nathan and Sarah, I am going to give you three clues to a catchphrase. You get a guess after each clue. And remember, Sarah, I will never use any of the words in the clues that comes from the catchphrase. All right?
Okay.
Best of luck, Sarah. I know you're a worthy opponent.
Clue number one. This catchphrase takes place in a house.
Home is where the heart is. Oh. Any idea, Sarah?
Home sweet home.
Oh, not bad.
There is an animal situated where the bed should be.
Animal.
Animal.
Dog. Why am I thinking of a dog? Counting sheep.
Counting crows, remember them?
Counting crows. Big yellow taxi took my baby away.
Sarah, sorry, we got distracted there by the
counting crows.
Anything?
No.
Okay, nothing. Let's just think about it. The catchphrase takes place in a house. There's an animal situated where the bed should be. Clue number three, the animal has a long trunk.
Trunk, you said?
Yeah. So, what did you say, Sarah?
Elephant.
What? You said something?
I just said elephant.
All right, I thought you said something else.
An elephant never forgets?
No. Okay.
Elephant.
No, Nathan, you're frozen out.
Elephant in the home?
Oh, no! No!
Elephant in the room?
Yes!
Oh, no! I should have got that. Oh, come on.
Insane, amazing! No. There ain't no thing like a Romeo's chicken wing.
I think I should have got that.
Oh, do I get the voucher?
Wait a second. Okay, okay. Sarah, you can get the voucher if you can say the catchphrase from Romeo's.
Oh, what was it again?
He literally just said it 5 seconds
said
ago.
It again.
Romeo's chicken wings?
They're what? They're what? No, what? Like a what? No, what?
Romeo's chicken wings?
There ain't no thing like a...
chicken wings?
Romeo's chicken wings. Oh. Right, we'll give you the voucher.
It's only early, lad.
So we've been up for nearly 4 hours. You get out of bed, Sarah. Sarah, thanks so much for playing Catchphrase on the radio. You're a great crack this morning. Enjoy the voucher. Bye.
All right, thanks.
See you,
bye.
Sarah.
Bye-bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'm going to play a 3-second clip right now. And I'm telling you, I know this for a fact, a lot of people are going to start smiling going, oh, I'd love a game right now.
Go on.
Just have a listen to this clip.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I just want to play a game of FIFA so badly. Now, yeah. I know you and your roommate Coxie, you bought FIFA 21.
It was a bit of a controversial one, so...
Oh, go on.
During lockdown, the first one, Coxie went and bought a PS4 and FIFA 20. And I felt bad. I was like, I probably should put some money towards this, but I'm not going to use it as much as him. And I didn't actually say I wanted it.
Did you give him any money?
I didn't at the time. Then he went out of the blue and bought FIFA 21. A couple of weeks ago.
Give him something.
I gave him 30 quid towards it. I gave him half because I do play with it a bit. And I do have that guilt every time I go on it thinking, I haven't really put any money towards this.
Well, you're going to notice this in the coming days. On the 27th of November, there's going to be a brand new sort of FIFA 21 icon.
Yeah.
It's David Beckham. He has signed a 3-year deal with EA Sports. I don't fully understand the new FIFA. I know there's Ultimate Teams and there's packages, but there is going to be something called FIFA 21 icon where you can be David Beckham and kind of play his career. It'll be something really fun. If you're the same age as Graham and I, David Beckham's very nostalgic.
Yeah.
We love DB.
I was looking back and because I'm looking to buy some football boots. I remember when he had his own range of football boots.
Oh.
Well, he was probably, it was around that time where Ronaldinho and David Beckham were two of the biggest stars in the world, and they weren't like David Beckham. He had this kind of free kick effigy that was the logo on an Adidas boot, and that was massive.
So cool.
And now everyone has their own versions of their own boots and stuff like that.
Well, reports are saying that David Beckham is going to earn more than he did as a player with this EA Sports deal. Okay, so I'm breaking it down for you. His net worth at the moment is 339 million.
Let me take note. 300 now, and how much?
39 million. That is his current net worth. Now, when he played for Man United, he was earning around 100 grand a week. Okay.
A week.
And that was sort of the similar deal at LA Galaxy.
So at that time with United, that would be considered nearly $500,000 now at this
Massive.
Stage in terms of inflation and stuff.
Now, according to the Mirror, Beckham was offered 30 million over the 3 years to appear in FIFA 20.
30 million?
But he managed to bring it up to 40 million. So
can we get his agent?
His agent seems really good. So he is coming around 256,000 a week. He put up this video of him playing FIFA. I'm going to play a bit of it now.
From an early age, I was told that football means family and how to many, it's a way of life. Every city I played in, I am lucky to call home. But there's a lot that people never saw.
You'll like this.
That's on FIFA.
That's on
FIFA. Sounds like a bloody documentary.
Oh, I got emotional actually watching it. But he tagged Cruz Beckham and Romeo Beckham and he says, I think I'm now a cool dad. Where's Brooklyn Beckham? He didn't tag Brooklyn on Instagram. He tagged his two other sons.
Probably an argument.
Argument.
Because Brooklyn wanted to do the photography of it.
That's it.
Because he's a wannabe photographer, but he keeps on forgetting to take the lens cap off.
It's always dark photos.
It's all like, ah.
Brooklyn, take the lens off.
So the 27th of November, that's in a few days.
Put in the diary, David Beckham, you're going to be able to play as David Beckham.
Imagine. We want to give you 30 million for doing nothing. Let's make it 40. I know, but David...
40.
Let's make it 40.
Ah, David, you're hurting my hand. okay, 40 in it. Oh.
40 million. Attaboy, David. Jeez.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.